Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And good morning, and thanks so much for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. We're live in the studio this morning. I'm in here. I'm Brian Ott. Alongside me is Madeline Lutch.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've been fighting the little sore throat all week.
Oh, yeah.
So
that cold going around.
It's going around. My kids have it. I don't know what it is, but just, my throat's just been on fire. So I'm going to make it through this. And then we've got a retirement roundtable this morning for those of you that are in the Puget Sound area listening. That is over in the Maidenbauer Center. That's going to kick off at 9 a.m. I will be speaking there. It's always fun.
It is a fun event. There's a lot of people there, a lot of great speakers. And
yeah, and I talked to Rick Gregorick, who is a host of Your Partner in Law Sunday mornings here on Cairo at 9 a.m. And they did set a few tickets aside for walk-ins because they know they always get a few people that walk up at the day that walk right up to the counter and ask to get in. So they have a few tickets set aside. So if something has changed in your schedule and you want to come over and see us, head over to Bellevue. It's at 9 o'clock in the Maidenbauer Center. I'm going to be there speaking about long-term care. There's going to be financial advisors. There's going to be attorneys. Of course, Rick's law group is going to be there. John Curley is going to be emceeing the whole event,
yeah,
which is always a lot of fun. So he'll be there. And I brought some food, lots of food this time in my bag.
He has a lot of energy.
Yeah, he ate us through all our food a couple of years ago when we were doing this with him. So, but anyway, thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. If you're new to the show, you're just tuning in, we've been doing this for a couple of years now, and really the whole idea of Long-Term Care Radio is just to educate you on not probably, but the biggest risk that you're going to face in your retirement years, and that's an extended healthcare situation.
Mm-hmm. And it's one that's so misunderstood. There's a lot of misinformation out there, yeah. So we want to deliver the right information to you.
Yeah, and so we come in every week and talk a little bit about this. We have a real nice website at 525longtermcare.com. We teach classes every month, and the whole idea, you know, because I went through this personally, and I tell people about this. I, you know, ended up in this business trying to put a plan in place for my mother, and I just got so frustrated with the process. I ran into a lot of people trying to sell me a product as opposed to trying to solve a problem for me. So we take a different approach to that, and our idea is to educate you first. That's what the radio show is about. That's what the classes are about. And then when you're ready, you can sit down with us, and we can have a meaningful discussion on what's the best way to design a plan for you that will protect you and your family. Because your plan is going to be different than mine, and it's going to be different than your neighbor's. But the goal is the same for all of us. We need to mitigate the biggest risk we face in retirement, which is a long-term care situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start off. I got a question of the week. We're turning the tables upside down here on our show schedule here. We're going to start with the question of the week because we get these questions every week through our website. You can go to 525longtermcare.com, and down at the bottom of the homepage, there's a tab there that says Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week. We're going to start with those questions so we can kind of build a show around them because we get so many really good questions. And this week, we've got a question from Connie in Federal Way. And Connie says, how much of your money do you get back if you cancel your long-term care insurance?
That is a good question.
It really is. Because honestly, remember, Connie, the original long-term care insurance policies that came out in 1974, they're what we call use-it or lose-it policies, meaning that if you do not end up in long-term care, you don't get your money back. There are some exceptions in the sense that there's some traditional plans that will have a rider that you can put on. And a rider simply will say, if I die at age 65 or before 65, then X amount goes back. So there were some of those, or I can get X amount back, but that we rarely see those anymore.
Yeah, still pretty rare.
And the point is, even if you have that rider, it pushes up the cost of the policy so much that you would be better off just taking that extra premium and putting it into a savings account. You're going to have more money either way. So a traditional plan that started in the 1970s, those are just use it or lose it. That is what your homeowner's insurance is. That's what your car insurance is. That's what most insurance is. Same with health insurance. You're paying that premium. If you don't get sick, they don't give you the money back. So that's the way most insurance plans work. However, that being said, what Connie's touching on is there's a lot of these new programs out there, what we call asset-based or hybrid plans, or the IRS calls them a linked benefit. So they are linking long-term care with another benefit, and it's usually the cash value in a savings type of plan, or it's some kind of return of premium, which is going to be designed as a death benefit. And so there is some value in that policy. So this is just a really good question, because it's not the same for every policy. It's not the same for every asset-based policy. As a general rule, Connie, the traditional pay-as-you-go plans, there's going to be no cash value in them. And if you have one that has cash value in it, it's probably an older policy because, again, they're rare. I do have two companies right now that will allow us to get like a return of premium, but gosh, it more than doubles the premium.
Yeah, and just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you just got to do the math on that. It just doesn't make sense. It's really designed as an executive carve-out. So if I'm a C corporation, I would maybe pay more for an executive to get that insurance, because then that insurance guy could take it and cancel the plan and they could get the cash back. But it's scheduled for that. It's just really, really expensive. So we don't see that as an individual policy. It doesn't make sense. But on the traditional plans, I'm just going to pay into that policy. If I don't use it, I don't get any money back. However, that being said, because of these new design plans, the Pension Protection Act in 2010 just really changed the tax laws. And so we've got a lot of carriers now that are going to give us some value in our plan. Now, do I get all my money back? That depends how you design that plan. And we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about that today, just like the steps in designing a plan. Because yes, you can go out and design a plan that gives you a full return of premium from day one. That means that if I put $100,000 in my plan and I cancel my plan a year down the road, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, I get my $100,000 back. However, the plan that I have, I am maximizing my long-term care insurance. And so what I'm going to do with that is I'm going to make 10 payments into my plan. And if I cancel that plan at the end of the 10 years, I'll get a percentage of that money back.
Yeah.
Not all of it, but a percentage of it back. And that's because I maximize my long-term care coverage. I got lifetime benefits with an inflation rider. So you are in complete control of that. And I just had a client yesterday that, you know, a lot of times for younger clients, I will look at these plans and say, it makes sense to have that return of premium available after you're through paying premiums. If I'm on a 5 payments or a 10 payment schedule, meaning I've got a plan that's going to be fully paid up in 10 years. At the end of those 10 years, if I cancel my plan, I can get all my money back. The reason why it makes sense maybe for a younger person is because they might have different things that happen in their life, maybe divorce or loss of a job, or maybe they get married. Maybe they're single today and they get married later, or they end up finding another plan that they want to move that money into. We don't know. You know, plans develop and there's maybe something new that comes out down the road. But as a general rule, once I'm in my maybe mid to late 50s or 60s, pushing forward, now what we really want to focus on is the long-term care insurance. That cash value is not the most important thing. So if you're coming into me saying, hey, can I get all my money back if I change my mind? You can, but what you're going to be sacrificing is what kind of long-term care coverage you're going to get. You're not going to get that lifetime benefit. You're not going to get the maximum inflation rider.
Some of the leverage, yeah.
Yeah, so the point about that is it's just there's a wide range of ways that we can design a plan, whether it's an asset base or a traditional plan. The traditional plans, again, there's not a lot of premium that's going to come back. There are still some companies that will give you money back if you die before 65, but that means I take the plan out at 45, I pass away before 65, my estate gets the premiums back. So there is that. But as a general rule, what we're going to do is we're going to move to that asset or hybrid-based plan, and there is going to be some value in there. That's why we call them an asset base. But the biggest thing I'm concerned about this question, too, is if you cancel your plan, you got to think about this. That was what got these traditional plans in trouble back in the day. They were looking at lapse rates. That's what they call what percentage of policies will lapse, meaning the people cancel. So when we look at life insurance and disability insurance and health insurance and car and home, there's a pretty high lapse rate. Somebody might take that plan out for a few years and they might cancel it because maybe they're changing to another carrier.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're leaving a job and they don't want to pay that life insurance premium anymore because their old employer was paying part of it. So when they design long-term care insurance, they calculated in a pretty high lapse rate. What they found is that long-term care insurance plans have the highest persistency rate of any insurance. It's like 99% now.
It was very surprising.
People hang on to them, right?
Yeah.
They take those plans out and they hang on to them because what happens is every year you get older, you realize the value of that long-term care plan because you've got this bucket of money that's growing. If it has inflation on it, you realize that your health is starting to become more compromised. Time and gravity is catching up with you, and you start seeing family and friends go through long-term care situations. So people held on to those policies. Mm-hmm. And so back in the day, there used to be quite a few policies that would say, oh, yeah, you can pay into these, and if you cancel, we'll give you X amount back, because they figured, well, these people are going to pay in for 10 years and we'll give them 5 years of payments back. That's no skin off our back. But what happened is that people never canceled the plans.
No.
So,
using them.
Yeah, so we don't see a lot of that. So great question, though, from Connie in Federal Way. And if you have a question for us, just jump on our website at 525longtermcare.com. We're going to head into our first break here. And when we come back, we're going to carry on the conversation on steps in designing a plan. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Steve saw his parents not invest in long-term care coverage until it was too late. His mom was able to qualify, but his dad was not. Story Monson with Steve. And Steve, your family's experience caused you to do quite a bit of research. I know you met with several companies. Tell me about that first meeting with Brian and 525 Advisors.
I did not feel like I was talking to a salesperson. I did not feel any pressure to buy anything, and it seemed like they were very knowledgeable.
In comparison to those other guys in the industry that you had met with, you thought that Brian was just set apart?
Just way apart, you know, personable, knowledgeable, friendly, no pressure, just, you know, felt like, you know, I was, you know, almost like a friend.
You know, that was the reaction from my wife and me, too, because, you know, the name of his company is 525 Advisors, and I just felt like we were getting good, solid advice rather than being pitched a product.
You know, people just, they don't get long-term care insurance. They don't get it. My mom is at the point where she needs assisted living, and she's so thankful that she made the decision to buy and keep her long-term care policy.
So, yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, great testimonial. So to sum it up, Steve, what's your advice to anyone thinking about long-term care coverage?
My advice would be go ahead and talk to whoever you want to talk to, but make sure you talk to Brian Ott and my kids. I say, hey, you know, you guys, things are taken care of. You don't have to deal with all these decisions when you're in a crisis situation. So,
amen.
I'm very excited about my experience with them and sharing it with you.
Well, that is awesome, Steve. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started, and you will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
I sound like I rode my horse into the studio this morning. You know, that cold, crisp air just drying up the throat. Yeah. Been fighting a little bit of a sore throat all week, but I think I've got it. I think I'm on the upswing on it, I hope. But again, this is Long-Term Care Radio. We're live in the studio, and then we're headed over to Maidenbauer Center for Retirement Roundtable, which is this morning at 9 o'clock. If you have time on your schedule, I highly recommend that, because It's just such a fun event. This is an event that Rick Greger puts on. John Curley will be there emceeing the entire event, and you're just going to get some information on, you know, financial planning, trust. Dr. Yardley's going to be there. I'm going to be there speaking about long-term care. It's just a fun way to come in and learn about some things you need to think about retirement.
It's incredibly educational.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's just an educational event. And our whole premise of doing this show and doing these classes and doing these events, because I tell everybody, I got a C- in public speaking at Colorado State University. I mean, this does not come natural. But I believe in what I do, and that makes a huge difference. And I think your experiences shape your beliefs, and I lived it, you lived it with your family, and that's why
we're living it.
Yeah, that's why we're passionate about this business. So I think the whole idea is come to one of these events if you can. Now, we have two classes, our regular classes, that are coming up here in October. So our asset-based class is going to be on Wednesday, October 16th at 10 a.m., that is in Bellevue. And again, the asset-based class is really a class designed for people that are planning on self-insuring or self-funding a long-term care event. So your thought, hey, I've got enough money. Great. Come on in. It's great. Even if you do have enough money. I mean, some of our clients have $10, $20, $30 million. That's fine. Come in and sit down, because we're just going to show you a more efficient way to set up one of these plans, because now you get guarantees, you get the leverage, you get the tax advantages, and oh, by the way, you get that money back or more back than you put in. In fact, you got to stick around for after our break. We're going to come back. Our client of the week is just a 100% return of premium, but you're going to see there's no way they're going to get more money back than they put into this plan no matter what they do.
Well, and they were going to self-fund.
Yeah,
so that's
exactly right. So we're just going to show you an easier way to do it. And technically on these asset-based, a lot of people say, well, I'll just self-fund. It's like, well, you're self-funding, but you're turboing your self-funding. You're getting all these tax advantages and you're getting all this leverage. So you turn a dollar into $3, or you turn a dollar into unlimited amount of protection if you need it. And, oh, you get your money back and you get all these tax savings. So that's what that asset-based class is for. And then we have another class on Saturday.
Yeah, and that's just our regular long-term care planning class. And this is really just, I mean, either class is great to come to. You're going to get our book, and we go through in both classes just the basics of what long-term care planning is, you know, what long-term care insurance is, how it's different from medical care, what it pays for, where it pays for care, all of that. So if you're curious about where to start in long-term care planning, you're going to want to come to one of our classes, because it's really the best place.
Absolutely. So those two classes, again, on our website, on the homepage at 525longtermcare.com. And again, Retirement Roundtable this morning kicking off at 9 o'clock. You can walk right in. We set some tickets aside there for walk-ins. And so just come on in. It's really fun. You're going to get a lunch, free parking, and just you're going to get knowledge and entertainment. That's what makes this thing fun. It's a little bit of both. So
that's a good way to say it.
So let's get back to our show today. I want to talk a little bit about the steps in designing a plan. So the question that Connie had from Federal Way, she was just asking, how much money do I get back if I cancel my long-term care insurance? And it really boils down to how you design a plan. If you move into the asset or the hybrid type plans, you can get some of the money back. But when we're setting up a plan, there's some certain steps that we want to take in designing a plan. And the first thing we do is we start with a pre-screen, which Madeline is just going to go through with you, which is basically collecting your health information.
Yeah, I mean, and it's confidential, but it's vital to finding out what plans you can qualify for, because there are oftentimes when we'll go through a pre-screen and I'll say there's only one specific plan this person can qualify for, or they have a wide array, or they are going to be rated here because of this. And it makes a big difference in the next steps of planning.
Oh, absolutely. And what we gather on that pre-screen is just like, tell us a little bit about your health. Tell us a little bit about your age, because your health and your age both play a major role in how we design a plan. Mm-hmm. Your health is what qualifies you for long-term care insurance. Your age is what determines the premium. And what I mean by that is if we get the exact same plan, a 50-year-old and a 60-year-old, well, the 50-year-old is going to pay less in premiums for the exact same amount of coverage because they're younger. But that's assuming they're both healthy. They both have the health to qualify. So we start with that pre-screen. And I will tell you that, truthfully, not everybody does this. In fact, I would say the vast majority, like 90% of the advisors out there, if they have any kind of pre-screen, it's like a couple basic health questions.
Yeah, maybe five.
And folks, it is crucial. So that's why we start. We won't even talk with you before we start that. It's confidential, but it is that big of a part. So it's the number one thing we do, start with the pre-screen. Then the next step we do is we determine how much coverage you want and the length of your plan. And that's something that there is no perfect answer on this.
I know, and that's probably our biggest, most common question is, you know, how much insurance do I need?
I mean, I had a gentleman yesterday that emailed me, and he basically says, hey, look, if I can't get the Cadillac, I'm not getting anything at all. And I just don't believe in that. I'm sorry, folks. My original long-term care insurance policy gave me 4 years of protection. That was the first plan I took out in my 40s. I have since upgraded to a lifetime benefit. But if you can only afford 4 years or 2 years, or my grandmother's plan was $2,000 a month, $2,100, that was it. It's not a lot of coverage in today's dollars, but you know it is enough to help her out where she was at. So we have to determine that. How much coverage do you want? How long do you want that plan to last? Do you want it to be a limited bucket of money, or do you want it to be an unlimited bucket of money when you file a claim? And consider family history. This is huge, right? Now, if everybody in your family, like I had somebody called me the other day and said like 7 out of 8 aunts and uncles suffered Alzheimer's, I'm like, okay. So it runs in your family, obviously. Yeah. So we might want to start really looking at an extended length of coverage versus the average of 4 years or 3 years that a lot of people look at. So again, we want to determine how much coverage you want. Excuse me, my throat is just really, I'm really struggling here. Determine the features you want on the plan. That's the next thing. And what do I mean by that is, you know, how do you want that plan to pay you when you're on claim? And what I mean by that is there are some plans out there that will just give you a monthly cash benefit. They'll just write you a check every month and you can use that money to pay for family, to do whatever you want, or you can get a reimbursement plan that has that claims concierge, and they're also going to have that, you know, they're basically going to have an audit trail. They're going to be somebody on the other side of that bill every month for you, making sure that that healthcare provider is not charging you too much. You know, the home care agency isn't billing you for 12 hours of grocery shopping when they're really only doing one.
Yeah. So and you that just, is the most common.
Yeah. Determine how that, you know, you want to be paid. And again, that's going to kind of tie in with how your family is set up. And then do you want other ancillary benefits with your plan? Do you just want the cash every month and your family's going to take care of it? Or do you really want that case manager and that care coordination and that claim specialist? Because each company offers a little bit of different service. So it's like when I'm going out to buy a car, do I need to pull a boat? Do I really want four-wheel drive? Do I want heated seats? So you're looking at the options that you want in your plan. And there's no right or wrong answer on this. This is what's great about this business is you get to design a plan that's custom tailored for you. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, some insurance companies are going to say, I offer lifetime benefits and other ones won't. So you can't go to the ones that don't and say, well, I want lifetime benefits. I mean, you have to play within their rules, but you do have some, there's some design parameters that you have to stick within, but you get to do that. And then do you want money back if you cancel your plan? That's another option, right? How much money do I want back if I cancel my plan? Am I worried about, do I want every single dollar that I put in? How long am I willing to wait? It's kind of like a CD. If I go in and get a CD that's 2 years, I'm going to get it. Certain interest rate. If I get a CD that's 5 years, I get a higher interest rate. Well, that may be more benefit, but what are you giving up? You have to leave your money in there a longer period of time. Mm-hmm. Well, insurance companies give something similar. They'll say, a lot of companies say, okay, here's 100% of your money back year one, but you're going to pay more for that. Here's what we call a one-time step up, which means down the road in 10 years, you can get 100% of your money back. So there's a lot of design features in there. And a lot of my clients will just simply say, I'm not going to cancel a plan. I don't worry about it because most people don't. Again, no, 99% of the people hang on to their plans.
Exactly. You're putting this in place to protect yourself.
But again, those are some of the things that we want to look at and design because I'll look and say, yeah, this plan gives you 100% of money back and has a tax-free death benefit and it gives you all these benefits. But guess what? You can get that same amount of coverage for a little bit less if you don't have 100% of your money coming back when you cancel. And so we're going to show you that. So you just have to decide what's important there. And I think that, you know, it's always about trade-offs. And just keep that in mind. I'm designing a plan. What am I going to give up to get something else? Again, for me, I'm all about the long-term care insurance. I want that lifetime benefit. If there's something left back to my estate, great. But that's not the reason why I got the plan. And then I said, lastly, what we really want to talk about is how are you going to pay for this plan? That is a big part of the design process. Lump sum. Ongoing payments, maybe a smaller lump sum and some ongoing payments, maybe limited pay like I did, just 10 guaranteed level payments or 20 payments or 5 payments. We have a lot of design options on how you can pay for these plans. So it's just those are the things that we really want to talk about in the steps in designing a plan. We're going to head into our next break here real quick. And when we come back, I've got a client of the week that I'm going to show you 100% return of premium with a long-term care plan and why we did it. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. We are live in the studio on this Saturday, October 5th, headed over to Retirement Roundtable shortly. It's going to start at 9 o'clock. We'll be over there.
Yeah, we're all dressed up.
Yeah, and I did got a text back from Rick. We do have a few seats available. So if somebody needs to walk in, just, you know, if your Saturday's opened up, come on over. I mean, free parking, free lunch, free education, some free laughs. There's some door prizes. It's just going to be a really fun event. So I'm looking forward to that. And again, Retirement Roundtable over in Bellevue at the Maidenbauer Center. You can get directions on our website at 525longtermcare.com. It's right there on the homepage under upcoming events. You'll also see that's where we keep all of our classes scheduled. So we have two classes coming up here in October, which is the 16th of Wednesday. That's coming up pretty quick.
Yeah.
And then the following Saturday, the 19th, that's a 9 a.m. kickoff. Our Wednesday class is a 10 a.m. So asset-based, traditional class. You're going to learn basically the same information. It's just on the asset-based class. We skip the traditional plans, and we just focus on some more examples of these new plans that are going to pay us back, whether we use them or not. So that's the main difference. And again, that's for somebody that's really thinking about self-insuring. I've got enough funds. Let's, you know, go learn how to take some of those funds that we have and just use a small portion of them and get us a guarantee that's going to protect everything, because that's really what insurance does. It provides that guarantee.
Yeah.
And that's why we have insurance. We're not guessing if we have enough money anymore. It's not a probability. I have a lifetime benefit on my plan that's going to cover me. It's going to cover my wife. I'm not guessing. I know how much money's coming in. Now, is it going to be enough money to pay for all my costs? I don't know. But I know one thing. It's like somebody can find a spot for me for the money that I do have coming in.
Exactly.
You know, I might be living in Oklahoma, but instead of downtown Seattle, but I might want to be there anyway. So who knows? But anyway, the point is, yeah, come learn about these guarantees, because that's what insurance is about. Insurance is about protecting the rest of your assets. And more importantly, it protects your family because it gives us all those ancillary benefits. And this week, our client of the week, Aaron, who is 67, and Sarah, who is 65, this is a classic example. This is why we do the show. This is what motivates me to get up when it's dark and rainy on a Saturday morning mm-hmm. and come down here to the studio, because these people have been listening to our show for over a year. They came to one of our classes. They thought they had enough money. They thought they had it all figured out. They'd been doing their estate planning. But there was that nagging question in the back of the mind. You know, what if something really does go wrong? What if I do end up in an extended healthcare situation that's not, you know, a year or 6 months or 2 years? What's it really going to do to my assets? What if the market crashes?
Yeah. What if the money I set aside isn't enough?
That's right. So they came to the class and they just had these questions. But here's one of the things that really attracted Aaron about these asset-based plans is win, lose, or draw. That's what these plans were so famous for. Win, mean I live a long life and I die, right? Like everybody in my family does. I don't need long-term care. That's what most men think. I'm going to die with my boots on. I win, right? I don't need this long-term care insurance. Okay, you're going to get your money back. But on this plan, we're going to show you how you get more money back than you put in. Lose. I end up in long-term care. Well, guess what? Now I have a dedicated source of funds that's going to be leveraged up that is going to provide me tax-free benefits for long-term care. That means when I'm pulling this money out of the plan, I am not paying taxes on this money. It is not going to my adjusted gross income. It is just simply money that's coming into me. I tell people, think of a bucket of cash. Mm-hmm. I'm going to walk into the closet and I'm going to pull out my $6,000 or my $8,000 or my $10,000 a month. That's the cash I have to use to pay for long-term care because it's tax-free. So that's the lose of win, lose, and draw. And draw is what Aaron was worried about. What if something changes? You know, he is a business owner. I understand. I grew up in a small, you know, my parents owned a small business their whole lives. I understand that. Cash flow problems, ups and downs, market changes. Maybe there's new regulation. What if I need my money back? What if I take this money and I put it back in there for whatever reason? My kids run into trouble. I need that money back. Can I get my money back? That's the draw. So win, lose, or draw, right? Win, I die, the money goes back to the state. Lose, I have long-term care insurance. Draw, something happens, I need my money back. That's what attracted him. So they came to our class. We ended up setting up a meeting with him. We started with the pre-screen like we were talking about. Then we designed a plan and talking about what was important to him. His key thing was, I want to make sure I can get this money back. I said, okay, we can design a plan for you that will give you 100% of your premiums back that you put into this plan day one. So he said, okay, I'm fine with that. And then we carried on the discussion. We said, okay, tell me a little bit about how you're going to self-fund your long-term care, because that was their plan right there. And if you do not have long-term care insurance, folks, that is the default plan. Mm-hmm. You don't have to fill out any paperwork for it. It's just that comes. That's free of charge. Your default plan is you're going to spend your assets down. You're going to pay the taxes along the way. You're going to seek your own care coordination, your own help. That's what you're going to do. So I said, what money were you going to use before? Because you were going to self-insure. So we started looking at it. He had a pretty conservative portfolio. He had some bonds. He had some CDs and some savings. And I said, how much would you feel comfortable? What's the first money you would go to? So we isolated down his money, and this is what we came up with. We came up with a single deposit of $365,000. He said, this is the money that I would use first and foremost. He's keeping it in CDs. It's kind of dead interest rate. Most of it was in CDs. Some of it was in bonds. And I said, okay, you can access that money. Let's get that money. Let's reposition that into an insurance plan, and this is what we're going to do. So we took a single deposit of $365,000 in deposit with the insurance company. Now, first and foremost, he gets full return of premium, which means year one, year two, year five, year 10, he cancels.
He always has that money.
He gets that $365. It's his money. He just moved it from one pocket to the other pocket. But here's the thing. Aaron and Sarah each are able to access this policy for long-term care insurance. That $365,000 gives them $1 million tax-free of long-term care insurance. That means they can each pull out $10,000 a month for up to 100 months. Now, what's unique about this plan is it's a joint plan. They don't each have their own policy. It's a joint plan. So let's say that one of them ends up in an 8-year cognitive claim. They can pull money out of this for 8 years. They can do that. 96 months. They can pull $10,000 a month out. One of them uses two years of it. Well, the other person, you know, they use 24 months. The other person's going to come along. They're going to have another 6+ years left behind too. So it gives them the max flexibility. And what I mean by that is if I have a traditional plan and I have a plan and my wife has a plan, I can use my bucket, but then mine's gone. She can use her bucket, but then that's gone. There are some companies that do like a shared care policy where you can dip into each other's policies, but you essentially have your own bucket of money. This is one big pot of money. It's $1 million. And so here's what Aaron looks at. He says, I've got $365,000. I'm paying tax on that, on my interest rates every year. I'm getting a 1099-I. I'm going to deposit it with the insurance company. I don't pay tax on any growth on that. Now I've got $1 million that comes back tax-free, so I don't have to count that as income for long-term care. Oh, and what happens if he doesn't use it? Remember the win part? They live a long life and they die. $500,000 goes back tax-free to the estate. Okay, now think about that. If I'm going to grow my money right now, he's figuring he's getting less than 2% on his money net of fees on this safe money. And again, this is like bond and CD money. If we do the math on that, it's going to take him 16 years for that $365,000 to grow to $500,000. They've got $500,000 day one. If they go out and they die in a car crash, $500,000 goes back to the estate. So now start piecing this all together. What have we done here? We've taken money out of a savings account. We deposit in another pocket. We have $1 million of tax-free long-term care. We have a $500,000 tax-free death benefit, which is going to go back to the estate if he doesn't use it. And they got $10,000 a month. They have that $1 million long-term care. And with that $10,000, what do you get? Claims coordinators, case managers, the concierge service. You got an 800 number that your kids can call and say, hey, we need to figure out how to get my dad this help or my mom this help, or we're trying to move or what's going on. You have somebody there that's going to guide you and help you through this situation. And I will tell you, for the people that have all the money that they need, they forget how important this is.
Yeah, unless they've lived through it. And then we have a lot of clients that are like, that's why I'm getting a plan.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I watched my mom go through it with her mom, and you went through it with your mom, right?
Oh, yeah. Manage someone's care without the knowledge of this very difficult healthcare industry is not fun.
Yes. And remember, Medicare, your health insurance, is the first provider for acute care. Now, what happens when I have long-term care insurance is it doesn't usurp my Medicare. I still have my Medicare. It's just that Medicare doesn't pay for the ongoing custodial care, what we call long-term care. However, I'm in the assisted living facility and I have a mini stroke and they run me to the hospital. That's a Medicare event.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't understand the billing and the paperwork, it is a nightmare. Now with a long-term care plan, oh yeah, by the way, I've got a claim specialist. I was in the hospital for these few days. They're looking at those bills. They understand the coding. They know what Medicare is supposed to pay for legally. And the idea there is that insurance company says, yes, long-term care will pay for this, but Medicare is the first provider. They have to pay for this first. They pay the first $80 of the hospital or the ambulance ride. We'll pick up the difference.
Mm-hmm. And so save your benefit for
that's
you.
The advantage of it. But I mean, I just love this plan because here somebody is looking at saying, you know what, we're going to self-insure. We've worked hard. We have enough money. We're going to self-insure. And I said, okay, come to my class. And they did. I'm going to show you a more efficient way. Take that $365,000 and guess what? I just guaranteed that it's $500,000. These are people that aren't going to die broke, right? And that's always the big thing. We get this with financial advisors all the time. They'll say, well, that's a lot of money, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, really? Are they going to die broke? Are they going to be able to leave $365,000 to their estate? And they say, yes. Well, guess what? Now they're leaving $500,000 to their estate tax-free. But, oh, should they need long-term care, that $360,000 turns into $1 million of tax-free benefit. Now, that could be a lifetime benefit, like mine. He could get a lifetime benefit off that same deposit. But what he would give up is he would take a smaller monthly benefit, and he would give up that full return of premium.
Yeah, because remember, he wanted that money.
That's right. That's what's important for him. So if you're buying a vehicle and you want to be able to pull a boat twice a year because that's what you do, then you need the vehicle that's going to pull the boat. That's important to you. Now, somebody else may say, well, that's stupid to have a pickup that big. What are you driving around in that for? And it's like, well, because I pull my boat. So for Aaron, he was just saying, look, I love this idea of this, but I've lived it. I've seen business cycles come and go. I've seen market cycles come and go. I just need to know that if something happens catastrophic, I can get this cash back. I'm like, absolutely. Day one, $365,000 is returned every single year. Now, here's the funny thing about this too. The way this plan is set up, the insurance company gives us some leverage right out of the get-go. The death benefit of $500,000, if they went out and they died tomorrow in a car crash, they actually get $700,000 back. And that $700,000, it's going to be $500,000 starting at year 10, but every year in the first 10 years, they actually get a higher death benefit on this full return of premium plan. So, you know, they died in year 5, they'd get $600,000. So again, it's kind of an estate planning tool too, because now, remember, death benefits go back tax-free to the beneficiaries. So that's just a win-win if something did catastrophic happen. So I just love this plan. So again, sum it up, $365,000 out of one pocket into another pocket, but what do they get? $1 million of long-term care coverage. They get $500,000 death benefit guaranteed all years, guaranteed full return of premium if they ever have to cancel their plan. They get the concierge service. And by the way, they get $20,000 out of this plan for care training if one of them needs to do that. Yeah. They also get $20,000 for home improvement and medical equipment, meaning I need a wheelchair ramp or something else. So that is all tax-free out of that $1 million bucket of money. It is a fantastic policy, and that's what we do with our clients when they come to a class and they learn about these programs, and we sit down and we design a plan, and that's what we'd love to do for you. So sign up for one of our classes. Come to Retirement Roundtable today, 9 o'clock. There's still time to get over there, and you don't even have to shower up. Just throw a baseball cap and come and have fun. It'll be a lot of fun. So we're going to head into our final break, and stick around when we come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about how the application process works at 525 Advisors. We'll be right back.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors and host of Long Term Care Radio. And Brian, here's another great question from a listener. What happens if the premiums get too expensive and I can't afford my long-term care insurance?
Dory, this is one of the biggest concerns people have that are considering long-term care planning. It seems like everyone who has had a long-term care insurance plan in the past has faced a premium increase along the way. But the truth is, things have changed over the last few years, and now we have plans with guaranteed level payments. We also have plans with single payments and limited pay options, so you don't have to continue making payments into your plan forever. If you have a question for me, send it to me at 525longtermcare.com. You can also learn about new programs that pay you back if you never use your plan, and you can sign up for one of my free upcoming classes. And don't forget to join me every Saturday morning here on Cairo for Long Term Care Radio.
Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. All too often, investors are solely focused on gains and are not focused on loss prevention. At Bulwark Capital, is that something you guys are laser focused on?
We sure are, Dory, and here's why. A 20% loss requires a 25% gain just to get back to even, but a 50% loss requires a 100% gain to get back to even. And that's why all of our portfolios are designed to mitigate the possibility of a catastrophic loss that could threaten the quality of your retirement.
Do you know if your investment strategies for retirement are set up to minimize the chance of a catastrophic loss? Get a hold of Zach at Bulwark Capital, 866-779-RISK. He'll send you a brand new copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement in place or the firm's license to conduct business. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
All right, we are just wrapping up the last segment here of Long-Term Care Radio on Saturday, October 5th, and then we're headed over to Retirement Roundtable in Bellevue over at the Meadenbauer Center. And folks, you still have time to come join us. That kicks off at 9 a.m. So free parking, free lunch. Just show up and they will get you signed up at the door over there. John Curley is going to be emceeing the whole event. There's going to be door prizes. Again, it's fun. It's educational. And it's what I love about the event.
Mm-hmm. All included in the ticket.
I just won't do the seminars. I get asked to speak at a lot of places, and there's a lot of things I just won't do because there's just some things where you can just feel it. You're walking in the room, and it's like the time. I got this invite in my email the other day. It's like, oh, Hilton Award honors in Maui. I was like, oh, that's nice. I go to Maui and start looking at it. They're going to give you this great deal, this room, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Guess what? You're going through a timeshare meeting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, that's like fighting away out of a wrestling match, right? Those guys are so good. Yep. And I just hate that. And so my whole point, and that's what we teach our classes, and our classes are just that. You can't sign up for anything. That's the way Retirement Roundtable is. You're going to come in, you're going to learn. And when you're ready, then you know you have some questions to ask. And what we it helps us help you, believe it or not, because when we get the calls, I can tell we have people that listen to our podcast all over the country. And we'll get these calls, and you can tell when they haven't even spent 2 minutes on the website. You know, they just went and got your phone number, and that was it, because they're like, how much does long-term care insurance cost? I'm like, I don't know. How much does car cost?
Yeah, what do you want?
I can't tell you that.
What are
you looking
for?
There's so much more to it. And so, again, it's just that is just a lack of education. So that's why we say let's start with education. Let's have a meaningful conversation when you're ready, and let's design a plan for you.
Yeah.
And I will tell everybody, I'm going to tell everybody this at Retirement Roundtable, long-term care planning is not about money. It is not simply whether you have enough money or not. There is so much more involved in these situations. It's the emotional, it's the physical stress that your family members are going to go through. What the money does is it pays for that care. But what you lose when you're using your own money is you lose the professionals. You lose that team of professionals that know how to rebuild the house when it burns down. You know, and it's the same as my wife got hit in her car the other day in a parking lot. So we got it to the body shop. We're not sitting there trying to figure out who's the best dent guy in town and who's the best paint guy in town and where do we get this bumper for a 1973 car. You know, we don't have to do any of that. These guys are the professionals, and that's what long-term care plans do. They give you this 800 number, and you're saying, the doctor says, look, it's not safe for your mom to go home, or this is what you need. This is the equipment you need if you're going to take her home. Where do you get that? Well, you know what you do is you call the 800 number. And there's a case manager on the other side of that says, you know what, I've got resources for that. Absolutely, I know how to get you. This is the company that would supply that oxygen, or here's a company that would supply that intravenous pump for you, or here's a company that would come in and do that physical therapy that your mom needs in your home as opposed to you having to take her somewhere. That's what these people do for a living.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, yes, we're going to be here when you call. Your kids can call. They can check in with us. That's the power of having a plan. So a lot of people just simply say, I've got enough money. To me, it's just you are. Like I say, let's just throw a map at the dart in Europe. That's where you're going on vacation. You don't speak the language. You don't know where to eat. You don't know where to stay. But you've got all the money in the world to pay for everything. How good is that vacation going to be?
Yeah.
Versus you have a travel agent. It's not about whether that travel agent costs you anymore or not. It's like you have a travel agent or you have a guide when you show up. They're going to show you, hey, these are the great restaurants. I would stay away from these over here, but this is a great selection over here. Oh, places to stay. Yeah, I would look at these five places. I would avoid over here. You don't want to be here, da, da, da. It makes a world of difference, right? Oh, you need help getting tickets to a concert? Let me help you out. That's that concierge service. Well, that's what long-term care plans do, right? Oh, you need help finding a physical therapist? Let us help you, right?
Exactly. Way better than jumping on Google and trying to do it yourself.
Absolutely. So, anyway, couple classes coming up. Retirement Roundtable, 9 o'clock this morning. Love to see you there. And then we have our classes October 16th at 10 a.m. and again October 19th at 9 a.m. All that information is on our website. And the classes that we teach are free. So come in. We just ask that you sign up because our training room has limited space. And so I don't want a big class anyway. We try to limit the number of people to them because we want to be able to answer your questions.
Well, and we want people to feel comfortable asking questions and sharing their stories because that's often what happens.
That's exactly right. I mean, and somebody sat next to you will ask a question or they'll share a story about a loved one that went through that. You're like, well, I never even thought about that. What if I do need to move my mom? You know, and
it sparks a whole conversation and thoughts that you just didn't even think to go through.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about this. We're talking today about the steps and the design plan of how you put a plan in place. And if you miss any of our radio show, we always have our podcast. You can go to the website 525longtermcare.com and just click on radio podcasts and they will be right there for you. And one of the big things we're going to talk about now is like, how does that application process work? So a lot of people, you come to our class, you learn about long-term care. We sit down, we have a discussion. We're kind of figuring out what we want to do. Then we design a plan you like. what's the next step? How do you actually get that plan put in place? And so we're gonna basically walk you through this. I think one of the big things that people are surprised at is that it's not super complicated.
No. And I think that's another thing that our pre-screen step in the very beginning that we were talking about does as well. Because when I know what you can qualify for, that also gives me an idea of what kind of underwriting they're going to do during the application process. So once we submit an application, generally it depends on the company and the plan mm-hmm. and what we're doing. There's usually a phone interview or could be a face-to-face exam, which it could be similar to like when you're first going to see your primary care physician mm-hmm. and you're establishing
that's rare, though.
That relationship. Yeah, that's pretty rare and something that I would let you know in prior to. And then there's the other occasion where we have to get medical records. But all of that is going to be determined based on your health. And I'm going to be able to let you know going into the application process, hey, here's most likely what we're going to be looking at.
Yeah, and part of that's exactly right. Because when you do that pre-screen, before I even have the conversation with you, I will sit down and look at that pre-screen and we talk about that with each of our clients. And so when I'm on the phone or if we're in the office and we're discussing this, I say, look, yeah, we're most likely going to end up getting an attending physician statement. We're going to have to get that. Or you know what? You're just going to be a phone interview. Like we had a gentleman in last week, took the application, signed, said, you know what? You're going to be a phone interview only. He did the phone interview. A week later, he was approved. So we know most of the time going in. Now, sometimes we will get that application. And let's start with the application right there. How do you do an application? Well, we have some information from the pre-screen that Madeline's going to pre-fill. And then she will send you a list of items you need to get ready for, like basic information that we need to know. You have to know a little bit about your assets and your income. I generally gather all that in the phone call first. So the application itself process is generally pretty short, maybe 15 minutes.
Yep.
And it can be done over the phone or it can be done in our office. Then that application is submitted to that carrier, and then the carrier is going to get that registered, and then they're going to start their process with that phone interview. Usually is the first thing they do. Everybody will go through some phone interview. So when I did my policy, they called me. I did my phone interview. They called my wife. She did her phone interview. And then, you know, it goes back to the underwriters. And at that point, the underwriters will look at the results of that phone interview. And they'll say, okay, yep, we're good to go, and either give an approval or they'll come back and say, you know what? We want to follow up on the colonoscopy. We saw that there's some polyps removed. Let's go through that. They'll order an attending physician statement maybe from that doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And in the really rare cases, like if you have a really complicated medical record, past history, they might go back in and order what they call the attending physician statements. But you don't do that. What's really happening is the insurance company then is going to get the authorization. They're going to send that to your doctor. They're going to go to the medical record reporting company that they use, the records company. And those records will go directly to the insurance carrier. We never see your medical records.
Yeah, yeah. We oftentimes, people will say, well, can I just send you my medical records? Because I'm on the MyChart and I can just send them to you. Well, no, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, but the whole process itself is we tell everybody, it's like, you know, we're going to know, in most cases, we'll know heading into it what mm-hmm. to expect. Now, every once in a while, we get thrown a curveball. They come back in and they find something and they say, well, we need more information from this doctor. Or maybe they do order a face-to-face. That's like if you've ever gotten a life insurance policy, sometimes they'll send people out for that face-to-face where they'll do a blood and urine, but that's very rare. But again, once the process is in, we're going to find out generally within, you know, once all that information is back within a week or two, we get the approval, and that's the way the process works. And then everybody has 30 days to review that policy from the day you get it. That's how that process works. So we are going to find the keys and head over to Bellevue for a retirement roundtable. We'll be looking forward to see everybody over there. We will be back next week with another show, so tune in to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for listening. We'll be back.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.